HBO Entertainment. Still shots of New York City intermixed with video film footage. Starring Brian Greenberg, Victor Rasuk, Lake Bell, Eddie K. Thomas, Shannon Sozomen, Scott Kidd Mascudi, and Louis Guzman. Executive producer Mark Wahlberg. Produced by Margot Myers. How to Make It in America. Created by and story by Ian Edelman. Written by Rob Weiss. Directed by Julian Farina. Audio described by Penelope Parisi. In bed, Ben and his date are enjoying a heavy petting session.
Kind of in the middle of something, Cam.
I know. I'm sorry. Tell Julia I said I'm sorry, too.
What's up?
All right, so you remember those Dave Matthews tickets I was supposed to get last night to scout for the big money?
Yeah.
I didn't get them.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, it's not good right now, but I'm gonna go see Renee, tell him we don't got the 300. But I could use some Jewish muscle with me.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you in 30.
Cool.
You okay?
Yeah. There's a meeting I forgot about.
T-shirts?
No. Something else.
Ben gets out of bed and slips on his jeans.
So what are you doing later?
Getting ready to leave tomorrow.
Yeah? Where are you going?
Driving to Baltimore. My best friend's getting married there Sunday. She rented out this ballroom at some historic hotel. Apparently we're gonna party like it's 1899.
Be more, it's a long drive.
It is to do alone.
In a gym, Rachel is working out on a running machine. Her mobile rings and a picture of Darren appears on the screen. She ignores it and quickens her pace on the treadmill. Renee and one of his heavies are driving along the city street.
Hello. The beverage juice.
What's good, fellas?
So our legal team reviewed the terms. And it looks like you're gonna get your buyout, Renee.
Excellent, excellent. Listen, so when you want your money?
As soon as we get the go-ahead from John Lardner.
Who's that?
He's the owner of LF Beverages, Renee. It's the company that actually owns Rasta Monster. He needs to approve you as a licensee. He flew in from Jamaica to meet you.
I'm not talking to nobody. You guys talk to him, make it happen, okay?
This is standard practice, buddy. We're not trying to hustle you. We're not gangsters, we're not thugs.
We're Jews.
We want this deal to happen, Renee.
But it's John Lardner's decision in the end.
Where he want to meet me?
The Oak Room at the Plaza at 7 p.m.
And then after that, it's all good, right?
If it goes well.
Good luck, Renee.
You okay, boys?
Well, ain't I always okay? I'm okay.
Who it is?
Damn. Chito.
Yo.
¿Cómo está, papá? ¿Todo está bien?
Man. Gonna be better. Good to be seen, bro.
Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
Very nice.
Good?
What's up, cuz?
I'm good, man. Cam, come in. Come in. A little kindness?
What?
Hold the door.
Literally 45,000 ideas. Of course we can do that. We are pros. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Okay. So we'll see you later. Thanks, Darren.
Was that?
Yes. I don't know how you did it.
Wait, what did I do?
Your boyfriend just called to offer us his hotel. To design.
Are you kidding me?
No! It's not a done deal yet, but he wants us to meet with the investors and he says he's gonna jam it through. God, it's so phallic. I love him. We can put together a pitch in an hour, right?
Wait, this is crazy.
I know, we're gonna design a fucking hotel, Rachel.
No, you don't understand. Darren asked me to move in with him.
What did you say?
I didn't respond. I've been kind of avoiding him ever since.
Just say yes, you wacko. He's obviously crazy about you.
I think it's weird. I mean, why is he doing this? Why is he asking us?
Because we're brilliant designers. That is why.
I don't know if that's it.
Look, Let's just give it a shot. If the situation is at all uncomfortable, we don't have to take the job, okay?
Great.
That's my girl. Let's go down to the cafe. I need an espresso rimmed with Ritalin.
Say it one more time, please. Not because I didn't hear it, but I just want to say with the words.
We don't have your money, Renee.
We're just asking you to let us slide till tomorrow. Then you'll get your cash back.
We got a big T-shirt order.
I thought you guys were making jeans.
Crisp is a brand.
You see, Renee, we make everything. We sold 300 T-shirts to the biggest retailer in Japan. We just waiting for the silkscreener to finish them, right?
Yeah.
Then we'll deliver them and you'll get your $3,300.
But not today.
No.
It's 24 hours, cuz.
Your family, Cam, okay? And I don't say this often, but I do love you. And you, Ben?
Yeah.
I'm starting to love. I'm gonna float you today.
Really?
No, not really. Today's big day, not tomorrow. But I'm having a good week. Oh, I'm having a good week. Mm-hmm. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be generous. I'm gonna let you two boys work off this week's big.
Work off how?
From a street stall, Ben and Cam promote Renee's drink.
Fuck.
Rasta Monster.
Four fucking times.
Yeah. Take it.
You know you're an animal, right?
I know.
I'm impressed. Listen, don't marry her.
What?
You been saying?
Nah, I'm just saying. Four times, you get that crazy reaction, you think she's the one, do something stupid.
There's no shot.
Go ahead, it's free. It's great.
I do like her, though.
I could tell.
Yeah, she's driving to this wedding in Baltimore this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I think she was trying to invite me.
Nah, man. It's too soon for a road trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Hey.
Yo, what's up, ladies?
Hi. So what exactly is a Rasta Monster?
Rasta Monster happens to be the finest beverage the Caribbean has to offer.
Oh, really?
Try some. On the house today and only today.
Hey, what's up, Henry?
Ugh, this tastes like shit.
What?
I'm just kidding. It's great.
No, I just didn't expect him that quick. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, those are silkscreeners. Our shirts are ready.
You serious?
Yeah.
Yo, let's go.
Yo.
Charlie, what's up? Can I get your number?
You move a little quickly, don't you think?
I'm saying, that's how I do.
All right.
Pack up.
We can't just leave. What if Renee comes by?
Renee? Man, listen, big day lasts all day, so if we go to Haraki, we get paid. And if we get paid, Renee gets paid. Come on.
Having packed the product away in the Rasta Monster truck, the two friends head off at speed through the city. Cam's mobile rings as Ben drives over a bridge spanning a river estuary.
Fuck, it's Renee.
Shit.
I'm just letting her go to voicemail.
No, don't do that, because if you want something, he's going to just look for us in Union Square, man. Pick it up.
Hola, primo. Yo, little cousin, how's it going, my man?
Yeah, hold on for a sec. ¿Cómo está, señora? Yeah, take as many as you want for the kids. Get your Rasta Monster! Yo, cuz, me and Ben are killing it right now.
Yeah, you little lying motherfucker. You know, you ain't in Union Square, man. You didn't think I'm gonna have people checking up on you?
Union Square? No, we sent Washington Square.
Oh, really? Okay, guess what? I'm on my way, and your ass better be there, man.
Huh? Yo, I can't hear you. Bad reception. Yo, Renee, I'll call you right back.
Yep.
Think Moroccan breakfast at Tiffany's. God is in the details. The secret to a successful hotel is in the interchange between public and private spaces. Make people behave like adults on the ground floor and you'll have them tripping over each other to book a suite.
So it's ladies in the parlor, whores in the bedroom.
Precisely.
Thanks, Edie. Just give us a minute.
Of course.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. How'd I do?
Excellent.
It wasn't easy with you giving Darren the death stare the entire time.
I wasn't giving death stares. I was giving a stare of doubt and suspicion.
Look, Rachel, look around you. We could fuck the shit out of this place.
Look, ladies, obviously I didn't give you enough time to prepare for this, and that's my fault. But you rocked it despite that. They love you, too. Congratulations.
Are you shitting us?
No, I'm not shitting you.
That is just the response I was looking for.
Your turn.
Can I just talk to you for a second?
Why do I feel like I'm in trouble?
Did Rachel tell you that we charge by the square foot?
I am aware.
I am gonna go take a tour of this gorgeous, gorgeous hotel, which is huge, by the way. So, hi. What's going on?
With?
All this.
Are you not happy?
I'm trying to understand it. I mean, you know, it's like you asked me to move in with you.
But you still owe me an answer on, by the way.
Are you trying to buy me?
Oh, Rach, look, I wanted you to have this hotel long before I asked you to move in with me.
Is that really true? Because we're not really the go-to firm for this kind of thing.
Yeah, it is. I believe in you and that crazy lady over there.
So this is not personal?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I like you, Rachel. I like having you around.
Okay, well, what if I said that I'm not ready to move in with you?
Well, is that your answer?
Yes.
Well, I would say that I'm a guy who doesn't like to take no for an answer. Lucky for me, we'll be working together, so I'll have plenty of time to change your mind. I gotta go back to these guys, but just look around. Make yourself at home, all right?
Rachel wears a disgruntled look upon her face. Two men sit outside Renee's office.
What the fuck, man? You guys look like you're waiting for the principal.
We were smoking a joint.
You done what?
We were smoking a J.
And your P.O. walked in, bro.
Larry, how you doing? You know, I was just thinking about you. It's amazing. Everything's good with you?
I was fine, Renee. I was having a very nice day, in fact, until I came to visit my newest parolee and found a couple ex-cons smoking pot and playing Halo, which puts you in direct violation of two parole stipulations.
You know, I didn't realize playing Halo was a stipulation on my record.
Don't get cute with me.
Oh, come on, man. What are you going to do? You going to violate me because a couple of my buddies are potheads? You can't do it on me, man.
Maybe. Or I could just violate you because you've yet to show me a
W-2. W-2? I mean, look around you, man. I'm running my own business here.
What is all this?
Beverage company, Rasta Monster.
Never heard of it.
The Red Bull of the Caribbean.
Where's a guy like you get the money for a beverage company?
I work for it.
You mean you stole for it?
Look, Larry, I got a real important meeting in a couple of hours, okay? You're gonna bust me? Do it now so I can be polite and cancel.
And this meeting has something to do with your company?
It has everything to do with my company.
Fine. Then I'm coming with you.
Oh, hell no, you're not.
Oh, hell yes, I am, Renee. I can and will do whatever it takes to determine you're not in violation of your parole. Hell, if I wanted to watch you get your dick wet, I could do that too. So, who are we meeting with?
Ben turns into a street in a rough part of town and parks the Rasta Monster truck. The two friends get out.
Sick fucking truck, man.
Cool, thanks. Don't nobody touch that. We're coming right back. This is your original.
Uh-huh.
This is what I came up with. I think I used too much transparent base.
It's beautiful.
Nicely done, Henry.
In a bar.
You ever been in supper with a guy? I have dated hundreds of men in this city, and not one of them has offered me a pot to piss in, much less the hottest hotel in the Bowery to design. But he's so fucking manipulative. You see manipulation, I see romance.
Edie, you said if I wasn't comfortable, we wouldn't do it.
I know I did.
But I didn't say I wouldn't try to change your mind.
Nuts?
Barry.
Yeah.
It's okay if I introduce you as my accountant.
Try fucking yourself, convict.
Does that mean you consider it? Mr. Larner?
Renee?
I was expecting you to be Jamaican.
I was born and raised in Kingston. You are?
Larry.
How you doing?
He's my parole officer.
Yeah, I wish it was a joke, John. It's not.
I see.
Yo, Frankie goes to Harajuku. What's good, player? It's Cam Calderon from Crisp. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. Yo, tell Haraki the kids are ready to make delivery.
Jesus, you make it sound like a coke deal.
10 o'clock tonight at the Smith? Yeah, we'll be there. All right, I'll see you there.
We're in business, son!
Another round over here, sweetie.
Evie, I'm wasted. Not wasted enough.
Were you trying to take advantage of me now?
Maybe.
No matter how wasted you get me, I'm still not going to want you to sell me into white slavery.
If you don't want to do this hotel to make your life better, which you should, by the way, please, do it to have some mercy on mine. I cannot design another Murphy dining room table or I will surely blow my fucking brains out. This is the break I've always dreamed of. We've always dreamed of. And we're great designers. We could kill that hotel.
I want to do a hotel, but I want to do it the right way.
There is no right or wrong way to succeed anymore, Haibun.
I know you don't believe that.
Maybe a long time ago I didn't. But now I'm divorced. I'm in my 30s. I'm being swallowed up by the biggest city on earth. I am clinging to a life raft in the middle of a tidal wave. Please, I beg of you, throw me a line. If you do this, I'll make you partner. Official.
What if I don't?
I'll consider it an act of self-sabotage and total disregard for our friendship.
Really?
We are doing this hotel. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. Do not fuck this up for us. Thanks for the drinks.
She grabs her coat and her bag and gets up, leaving Rachel behind in the bar.
I made Rasta Monster big in my hood, and I can make it big across the country. Look, I have access to neighborhoods in a way that Adam and Scott could never even dream of.
What kind of access, Renee?
Legitimate access through Latin organizations.
I have to tell you, Renee, a parole officer at a meeting, that's a first for me.
Look, I know I had my trouble. I'm not gonna lie to you, John, but that's behind me now.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I wanted to be that guy from the hood that kids looked up to, me, you know? I always wanted to be that guy. Just took me a little while to figure out how to do it legally.
You doubt him, sir?
You don't?
I look into his eyes. I believe his time in jail may have changed him. The same way it changed me.
You did time, too.
That's a conversation for another day. For now, let's build our business.
Well, congratulations, Renee. Seems you're running a legitimate business with another ex-con.
So you're gonna violate me now, or what?
I'm gonna wait for something to stick. I'm watching you, compadre.
Guys like that don't understand guys like us.
Today was a great day.
Yeah. Yo, and you know what? Huh. Remember what I said earlier about Julie?
No.
About not going on the road trip?
Oh, yeah. What about it?
I was kind of being a hater. I mean, you know, since you broke up with Rachel, I've been kind of used to having you around. And then comes this new girl, and boom, you're all wifed up again.
So sensitive, Cam.
Shut up, man.
I'm not going to get wifed up. Come on, please.
But you know what?
What?
This girl's dope. So don't listen to me. Call her right now. Tell her you go to Baltimore.
You think?
Yeah, man. Take some of this hard-earned cash you're about to make right now and get out of the city. Go get some crabs. You know what I mean.
I'm gonna call.
What the? Oh, shit!
What?
Oh. No, no, fucking stop! My t-shirt's in there! Stop!
They watch on helplessly as someone steals the truck.
Down! Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Cam speaks to the police. Gutted, Ben sits on the pavement, propped up against a lamppost. Cam crouches down next to him.
We did it once, we can make the shirts again. You know what I'm saying?
No time, we got no money. It's... I think the universe is trying to tell us something.
Like what?
You want me to go with you to tell Renee?
No. No, he'll kill you. Me, he'll just be.
You sure?
Yeah, I got this.
Always and forevermore. Call you later.
Where you going?
Ben raises his arms to the skies, as he wanders despondently off down the street. On a tube, he sits with his eyes closed, pondering his thoughts. Then, walking along a dark city street, Ben pulls his mobile out of his pocket.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, when are you leaving for Baltimore?
Tomorrow, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
You want some company?
Are you interested?
Definitely.
I was gonna ask you this morning, but then I thought maybe it was a little too soon to do something like that.
No, not at all, actually.
Ben spots Rachel sitting outside his apartment block.
Can I call you back in a few?
Sure.
Thanks.
Hey, man.
Everything okay?
Nope.
That's what I'm talking about, baby! Here, my little lion cousin, man.
Renee, let me explain.
Explain what, bro? Are you playing hooky from the job today because you're cruising around in my Rastamata machine chasing pussy, no doubt, man? Come here, man. Come closer. Come here, man. Come here, man. I'm going to tell you something. I was a fuck up when I was your age. I forgive you.
Thank you, cuz.
You know why I'm being nice? Because you are looking at the new North American Rasta Monster CEO!
Right here! Right here!
You serious?
Yeah, baby!
Wait, so you know what this means?
What?
Next time he's moving weight, he don't have to worry about the fence!
Get the little man a drink, bro. Hook him up.
Yeah.
That's right. Get him.
Yeah, to my cousin.
To Renee. Renee.
Get up. Yeah, baby. Here we go.
By the way, the truck got stolen today.
With a stern expression upon his face, Renee stares menacingly at Cam.
Jesus, how drunk are you?
I'm very drunk. And I'm drunk because my life is a fucking mess. And it's all because of you.
All right, what happened?
None of your business.
Yeah, okay, but it's my fault.
Yeah, it is your fault.
Look, I don't blame anybody else for my problems, all right?
Yes, because when it's about you, you want to blame yourself because then you get to, like, hate yourself. And you know what, man? I hate you too right now.
Oh, great.
So, guess what?
What?
We got that gone.
Fuck you, Rachel. I don't want to hear this shit right now.
No, Ben, fuck you, all right, for being miserable. Fuck you for being unwilling to change.
Anything
fuck
else?
You for, yeah, fuck you for letting me go.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't let you go, Rachel. You just left me.
No, you made me.
No, I didn't. I didn't want you to go.
I just wanted more.
You wanted more?
I just wanted, like, a little more from you. I wanted, like, a little more for you. And now I have nothing. Can you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Do you hate me now?
I don't hate you, all right?
Ben takes Rachel by the hand and leads her up the steps to his front door. The end.
She curls her lips on